Well, let me first comment on what Nicolas Baldin said. I fully agree with this. The very important thing is you need curiosity-driven science together with applied science. I think one should forget the word basic science, applied science. It is just science. And with a curiosity-driven one, you lay the foundations for applied science, which then again lays the foundation for the next better basic science. The best example, I cannot look so much forward. Let me first look backward. Why did it take nearly 50 years until the theory of Peter Higgs and François Englert was found as a reality at CERN? It took 48 years. Why? Because we didn't have the technology, we didn't have the instruments. So one needed to do basic science to develop the instruments and then to build the instruments, to apply, and so it was a circle on this. So it took 50 years nearly. So that's an example of what Professor Spardin just said of the unclear time scale once you start with basic science. So with the World Wide Web, nobody at CERN thought at that moment that it would change the world so much. But another example, maybe you don't know, is in medicine. CERN and other infrastructures, they are working and helping on imaging and on therapy. Imaging, the best example maybe is the PET scan, the positron emission tomography scan. Positron is the antiparticle of the electron. It was found around, now I think it's now nearly 100 years ago, 90 years ago or so, the positron was found. And it took 45 years until one realized that one can use the positron very well in imaging and in finding problems in the body. So this is one thing where CERN is also working on better instrumentation where you can combine MRI and PET in one scan, because this needs special instrumentation. These are things which one takes today as granted, but this also comes out of this research at CERN. The crystals which were developed for huge experiments at CERN are now used in this imaging. Radiation hard sensors are very important also for the going to space, for space research and going to space. These are things which are developed or also developed at CERN. I have to be very careful. It's not only at CERN. It's also at some other infrastructures. So, and it's clear it is accelerated through the open science, through the open innovation, and of course also through artificial intelligence, because you have more data. The more data you have, the better you can do there. So that helps a lot. I think these are two, three examples where CERN is contributing essentially all the time to the development of new instruments.